So joining us today on the Dihedral Presents Anything But Climbing is a guy who really needs no introduction. He makes up one half of the Wide Boys duo. He's the type of climber who other professional rock climbers look at and wonder how he's able to do what he does. He's been featured in two Wide Boys documentaries. A Google search will return nearly 2.5 million results. He's objectively one of the greatest rock climbers who has ever lived. He's a terrific artist. He's recently released a book, Crack Climbing, Mastering the Skills and Techniques, which can be found pretty much anywhere books are sold. We have a million climbing questions for this guy, but that will have to wait for another day, because today we have 15 minutes to talk to Pete Whitaker about anything but climbing. Pete, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. And cheers for having me on. It sounds like an interesting talk we're going to have, because, yeah, most of these things are to do with the word I'm not allowed to say.
Exactly. So our producer guy is going to be keeping track of time, calling us out if we mention climbing and cutting us off after 15 minutes. So Gaia, are you ready?
Yep.
Pete, you ready?
I am ready to go.
All right, so let's start. So Pete, I thought it might be interesting, since we can't talk about climbing, to maybe start talking about talking, just in a general sense. And so I'm wondering if you're familiar with the expression small talk.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Familiar with the expression small talk, yeah.
This is kind of the direction I was kind of thinking. Any objections, feel free to change the direction.
I'm not very good at small talk.
No, that's what I'm saying, right? So I thought we could try to define small talk and then give an example of it and then like up it to maybe medium talk and then see if we can get into large talk, whatever that is. So
okay.
How would you describe small talk?
Small talk, probably trying to pass the time of day with somebody who you've just met, you don't really know what to say, you're making little comments about very generic type things. That's what I'd sort of class small talk as.
I couldn't agree more. As you were talking, I was kind of thinking of this, and all the things that you mentioned seem to have something that is sort of in common. They're just not personal, right? So when we're having small talk, yeah, it's like, how's the weather?
I was just about to say exactly the same thing. Yeah. I was just about to say, usually as Brits, we end up discussing the weather. Well, it definitely always just starts with the weather, how misty and rainy it is. And then usually, well, at the moment, it always just turns to, I don't like to say it, but it always just turns to Brexit at the moment.
Yeah, over it's like the entry door into Brexit.
Yeah, the big B word.
It's wild too, because, you know, weather conversations, it's not even necessarily how's the weather. Maybe for a meteorologist that's more important, but for just like everyday folks, how's the weather? It's almost meaningless. Like we're all living in this weather. We don't have to like talk about it, but it is kind of a segue into, I don't know, maybe something a little bit deeper. So yeah, small talk is kind of impersonal, waste of time. I'm really bad at it, and I'm really happy it's not a podcast about small talk. So let's move on to medium talk. If we're going to talk about medium talk, where do you think that elevates itself?
Medium talk.
I don't even know if that's a real expression, to be honest with you, but
I've never heard medium talk before, but I guess you generally, I think you can still have medium talk with probably somebody you've just met, but maybe you're like with a bunch of friends. No, not a bunch of friends, but like you're with a friend or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, and you've gone to a party, for example, and you're all sat around the table, and then there's other people there, and then you start off with small talk, and then throughout the evening, you kind of progress to medium talk, and you might go a little bit further than just talking about the weather or your job, for example. And towards the end of the evening, you've had a few drinks, and you know, potentially you're into more medium talk things. That's how I would kind of say medium talk. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I kind of agree, right? So if we can look at small talk as being just almost a waste of time, I kind of think when you go up to maybe a stranger or somebody you barely know and you say, hey, how are you? You cannot expect them to be honest with you, right? If they tell you how they're doing, I feel like that's socially unacceptable. But with a friend or somebody you're closer to, how are you is be more meaningful, right? So you and I just met, and if I said, oh, Pete, how's it going? I'm sure you'd be like, oh, I'm fine. But I feel like longer...
that's always the answer,
I'm fine,
it?
Right? Yeah. Like longer relationships, you might have more than fine. So if you and I... I almost said the word. I almost got dinked. If you and I hung out together in some sports-related activity all the time, and I said, how are you? You might say, oh, you know what? I'm sore today. You know, you feel more comfortable. And so I think there is this element of almost subjectivity when it comes to medium talk. Like I can talk about myself. It's not super deep. It's not about like changing the world. But if I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm having an off day or I'm a little bit sad. It's not something I'd say to a stranger. But maybe that's up a level. I wonder what you think too. Imagine you do meet a stranger. I wonder what your reaction to this would be. If you bump into a stranger and they jumped right into medium talk with you, how do you react to that?
Yeah, that does happen though sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You meet people like that.
It definitely does. I guess for me, I'm generally a pretty good listener anyway. So like you say, I feel like medium talk is a bit more like on a personal level. So when somebody comes in and they're sort of like jumping into a slightly more personal level, then I would say you do sort of like take a little step back. I would sort of like take a little step back, like, whoa, okay. And then I feel like I would probably just have to, you know, I would listen. I would just listen to them and, you know, soak up and take it in and see what they had to say. I think that's usually how I go about things, because I would say I'm more of a listener in conversation rather than a talker. that's just generally my personality, though, I think.
It's so interesting that you mentioned that. Immediately when you started saying that, I just started thinking about all these people who do that, who just come up to me and they're just laying on the details of their life. And I'm kind of just like, oh, don't you have another person? Like, okay, I guess I'll listen. But that's the response. You listen. I don't know if the right thing to do in that situation is start opening up to them. It might feel, at least for me, a little bit strange to do so. How about you? Have you ever introduced yourself like straight in with medium talk?
No,
no, same.
No. Well, like I say, I'm not much of a open upper, it has to say.
How would you classify political conversations? You think it's one of those things that might transcend all levels, but like when you were saying, we talk about the weather and that leads into Brexit and here in the States, you talk about the weather and that leads into like Trump or something like that. Like, whoa, what level are we at? I feel like politics can run different levels. How would you classify politics? Small, medium, or large?
Ooh, I think it can probably be all, to be honest. Like small talk, it can just come in like in passing and a bit more jokey. But then you sort of have to be, I feel like you have to be careful, because with politics, obviously people have strong views. So you sort of have to, sometimes I feel like you can tread on people's toes by being, I don't know, you just have to be a little bit careful sometimes, I always think. Yeah,
I think that's a great.
But again, with that, like with any of those subjects, I think it's just for me, it's sort of like understanding your own thoughts on it, but then also respecting other people's thoughts on it. And I definitely don't jump in too deep to start with on those things.
Right. It's when you don't often do it, it's shocking when it happens to you. It's almost shocking when it happens to you, unless it's a person like you who's generally a good listener. I imagine you probably attract that out of some people. You know, sometimes people just pick up on whether somebody is going to listen to them or not. And I guess maybe not intentionally, but maybe that is more of an invitation for some people to be like, oh, Pete Whitaker. Yeah. He'll listen all night long. Why don't you tell him about, like, I don't know, your medical history or your lactose intolerance or something like that. I don't know. So yeah, I think you're right. Politics. There must be some other things that are all over the board with politics. There's kind of a difference, right? When you're just like, oh, Brexit, and then that's the end of the conversation, or oh, Trump. But when you're just like, who did you vote for, or what did you vote for? That seems to level up maybe to that medium talk.
Yeah, I feel like you can. I think sometimes, I feel like Yeah, it can sometimes level up. I always find it a little bit difficult with politics stuff, because you never quite know potentially what other people's thoughts are, and then suddenly you can go from a small talk to a quite an in-depth and you could say like personal talk, with just like having two different points of view in a way, with potentially somebody you don't really know that well. So I think it's quite an interesting topic in that sense of like, how you can move through the personalities, I guess.
No, I agree. And you know, with politics, it's interesting in the sense that sometimes you don't want to open up to somebody about that because you don't want people to necessarily judge you at all that you don't know. And sometimes people can't help but judge you. I'm definitely guilty of this as well when I think people make ridiculous political decisions. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. And I don't want people to judge me in the way that I judge them. So maybe that's why I shut up.
I think everybody makes a judgment, but that's just like based on what you think. It's not necessarily like right or wrong, I don't think. But I think if somebody tells you something and it's whether you're comfortable with it or not, you still make a judgment on that. But how you sort of show that judgment, sometimes you can just be like really quiet about it, can't you? And other times you can, I guess you could jump on that judgment. And I guess at that point, that's when it starts to level up to like your medium level conversation, doesn't it? If you kind of jump onto that judgment, I guess. Yeah.
I wonder, let's step it up to, I guess we're just creating terms now. Large talk. Yeah. What do you
large
think? Large
talk.
Talk and
big talk.
Big talk. I like big it. Talk. That's better. Big talk is the way to go.
Yeah. Or do you mean like, yeah, I guess we, big talk, because big talk could just be like big talk, like big talk for yourself, bigging yourself up.
Yeah.
But I guess we mean like more on a, what could you call it? Like deep talk.
Mm-hmm. Deep talk.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like
small, medium and deep.
Yeah. What's the question? How would I describe it?
Yeah, like if we were going to classify small talk, we kind of have as just not really personal. Maybe medium's a bit more personal, and then deep talk. Yeah, how do you think we should? Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is some new ground. How do you think we should describe it?
Yeah, I guess it's much more personal. You're probably talking more about feelings about things, I would say. I would say for me it's more about the feelings that you have towards something, which could be maybe some things are like difficult to talk about in those things, or it's not like something you'd want to talk about with everybody. I would say it's more like meaningful, and you select the people that you want to discuss those things, and with those people you might select the specific topic. So with one person you might have some deep talk about, you know, this specific subject, and then with another person that person might suit that specific subject. And it's just like you're selecting.
I think that's great. I think with deep talk you kind of want it to at least feel safe, you know, where you're able to be susceptible to other people's ideas, total lack of judgment. I think that's where deep talk really starts to fall in place. It starts to get wonky when, I don't know if those are social rules that we just sort of abide by, but it does get wonky when, let's say, you're with a close friend. You know, you've probably experienced this. You meet up with a close friend that you haven't seen in a long time. You may have used to be very close, and all of a sudden you're engaging in small talk. That feels off. And it also feels off when you're talking with somebody who you don't know at all and you start engaging in deep talk. It's almost like we've come to a balance. Have you ever had that experience where you maybe meet up with somebody you haven't seen in a while and it just didn't feel as natural as you wanted it to?
Yeah, I think potentially if you've had friends in the past or something that you have had like a close relationship with for a number of years, but then you haven't seen them for a while, especially like school friends, for example. Like if you meet up with them and that time from when you leave school of 16 or whatever, and then if you don't meet them in like 10 years or something, and then you're suddenly 26.
Yeah.
And it, like, there's a massive amount of time there of like growth of a person, and that person could have totally changed. So yeah, I think it can be sometimes a little bit odd going and seeing that person again, and from what you've had deep talk and good connections before, suddenly you're back onto like small talk and kind of it's difficult to engage in conversation sometimes. But then I think on the other hand, there's those people where you just like never lose that thing, and you haven't seen somebody for so long, but then you see them again and that like connection with that person is still exactly the same. I think I've had both, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That latter, that's the best. I mean, I feel like if we had another 15 minutes, I feel like it'd be really interesting to explore just that dynamic of friendship, because having those friends that you cannot see for a long time and you come back and you just pick up just like that it's just the best. It's kind of tough to make those connections, but when it happens, it's meaningful, really meaningful.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely only think of like if I think of really good friends and friends I haven't seen for a long time, there's only a few people who I feel like that could actually happen with me. I think it's probably quite rare. I always feel like you would notch down a level, even if it's from deep to, you know, medium talk, for example. I mean, if you haven't seen somebody for 10 years, you're never going to like start off in the whole deep talk. But I mean, I think that, yeah, the progression from small to medium deep is probably with like a really good and close friend, that time scale is going to be like a lot less, you know. It could just be like an evening, for example. So, yeah.
We hit 15 minutes.
That's how quick 15 minutes goes by. 15 minutes. Anything but climbing. Pete,
we smashed it.
I feel like I could talk for another hour.
Yeah,
exploring deep talk would be great, but I don't want to break the commitment that we made. So no. I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about talking. I hope it was a break from talking about climbing.
I have to say that it was that was much more straightforward than I thought it was going to be.
I won't throw anybody under the bus at all. Like I would never do that. But there are some conversations that we've had in the past. It felt like we were talking for 45 minutes, and I'd look at the clock and be like, oh, it's been 3 minutes. Like, how are we going to get through this? That felt like 30 seconds. I appreciate you coming on. I want to give you an opportunity to plug anything you have going on or anything that we should look out for. If you want to tell us all like why we should be buying your book today, anything you want to say, we're happy to promote it for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, the one thing, the book which I've written called Crack Climbing is sort of out and available. I mean, the reason that I wrote that book was for people like you and everybody else out there to learn about crack climbing. So it's for the people.
Yeah,
and I just kind of poured all my knowledge and energy into it. So if you want to learn about crack climbing, then there you go.
I couldn't
pick
imagine
it up and give it a read.
I couldn't imagine a better person to learn crack climbing from than Pete Whitaker. So our producer guy is telling me that you made it through without mentioning climbing one time. I was ticked. I mentioned climbing, so I'm going to be donating some money to a cause that you have some interest in. What's the name of that cause?
So yeah, it's the Alpkit Foundation, and I'm also a trustee for them.
Awesome.
And they're a nonprofit in the UK which basically help disadvantaged people get into the outdoors, pretty much.
Super proud to be able to donate to them, Pete. That's it. Yeah. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you sometime in the future, but for today, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. That was really good. That was interesting. Thank you.